Welcome to the 599 Sports Show, powered by Texas Podcast Media. Now here's your host, Craig Irwin, Toby Tullis, and Trent Hart. And good evening. Welcome to the 599 Sports Show. Craig Irwin, Toby Tullis in the Randy's Rubs Hot Box. Trent Hart over there in the Porter's Processing Swamp Box. And it's been such a hard week for Trent Hart, Toby. He's not even showing his face. Like, he's just got the screen up there. You see that?
We all know about the internet issues, despite Anahuac's this poor showing this last week. It's okay. I can show my face, but just not tonight because of the internet. You know how that goes.
Yeah, he's blaming it all on the internet tonight.
And that's what I'll stick to that all night long, baby.
Well, you stick to your guns. You stick to your guns and roll with it, Trent Hart. But we're live on Facebook as well, 599 Sports page. Appreciate the guys that are tuning in there. So, you know, Toby, I got a message a while ago before we got started. And, you know, there is hope for Anahuac because one of their little league teams won the Super Bowl.
A couple of them are going.
Yeah, three of them did, actually.
Yeah,
three of them.
Several are going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that being said, there is hope down there in Anahuac.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the update on that. There was four out of the four age divisions, four Anahuac teams made it to the Super Bowl. Three out of the four won it. I think it was the freshmen, juniors, and seniors. The sophomore team came up a little short.
We got the CEO in here, too. Say hi, Case. No. Say hi.
He may not be about that life today.
Yeah, he's not about it. He's been rodeoing. He's got his Spider-Man glove on. He's been riding bulls down there in the bedroom. So he's all about rodeoing. But in all realness, would y'all have three of them win? Cold Spring had one age group win the Super Bowl.
I think going. They haven't had it, right?
No, they had it.
They had it this last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in Hardin. And
So Cold Spring's junior group won it?
Yeah. They won it. So
it must have been the sophomore group.
Sophomore group won it, yeah.
Sophomore group won it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So won the...
Well, that's something that Trent could be positive about.
Yeah. Something to bring forward.
One of the few positives this week besides the election that went on around in my area.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this, too, is did Anahuac get in that basketball tournament with Warren and Coons
and Huntington.
Huntington, Kirbyville, Trinity, and Onalaska for this weekend.
I couldn't tell you.
Coming up? I figured they had a warm-up tournament.
I have not gotten into basketball mode, but I'm sure that Anahuac has, you know, they've been over-inflating. Basketball is probably starting on Friday.
Yeah, so our over-inflating
Well, 2 years
is,
in a row at this time of year, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting the balls ready. Are they going to have a controversy, but on the other side of it, as instead of Deflategate, Overinflategate? Anyway?
I don't know. Maybe we use those 3D printed basketballs that they're using now.
I don't know. That's funny. That is absolutely hilarious. Hey, but hey. For those of y'all that don't know, is we had Toby and I traveled down to Anahuac Thursday night. And
you found a deer?
Uh-huh. Okay. We traveled down there to Anahuac Thursday night. I kind of liked it, the Thursday night setting.
Well, we didn't ride together.
No, we didn't.
Craig elected to, he let me know early in the week, I won't be riding with you to the game, so you're going to have to find an alternative route. So we had to do that.
So I drove.
Yeah, so he drove.
Stopped by the crawfish place.
Mm-hmm.
Trent, you and I, you introduced me to that place a year or two ago, right? I was going to a game and you had a game. So we stopped in there and had a pregame snack. So, I elected to do that this week and, stopped in there and, the conversation was just absolutely off the chain. Toby, I was talking to Toby cause Toby was going through withdrawals, him and Duck were, because I wasn't there. So we had a conversation and got to meet with I was talking to the little waitress there. And how we ended up to where we were, I do not know, but I almost felt like half Dr. Phil, the other half Jerry Springer in that aspect. But it was quite comical. But the crawfish place, and I told Toby I wasn't exaggerating, We were on the phone for 9 minutes, and they had come to me four or five times and asked me if I needed anything. And service was just outstanding over there. So if you're coming through Anahuac getting ready for basketball down there, stop by there and go see them fake folks. And then, of course, in December, Porter's Processing, they'll have their crawfish place, Crawfish Hideaway, opened up there in downtown Anahuac. So definitely worth going to over there. We're going to have to go check that place out when they open up. So, but nonetheless, so we went down there to Anahuac. A really tell of two halves, right? What Cold Spring has been known for the last couple weeks against Hardin and then against Anahuac. And it was really about adjustments made in the second half that Cold Spring made and was able to put Cold Spring on top. What was that, 36-21? What was the final there? 36-28.
36-28.
Yeah. So,
and the only reason I remember that is because I got it, you know, on the head for Pickham's, just not the right way around.
Right. You nailed the score. Absolutely nailed
it. Not the right winner.
Correct. And we tried to tell you that. And even Joe Grimes tried to tell him, you know, sometimes you got to think with your head, not your heart.
Yeah, but what does Joe Grimes know?
Yeah, Joe Grimes tried to tell him, right?
He did. And Joe Grimes
He was trying to go with, like, you know, it's my hometown, it's where I live, it's where I get all that, but
hey, Joe,
you got to look at the roster.
We had Malakoff and Winsboro in the Pick'ems, and Joe Grimes is a diehard Winsboro fan. He went with Malakoff in that.
He did.
He did. So
he come out victorious.
Yeah. And you know, Trent, we thought maybe you were so worked up
about the Westwood
deal. Right. And you were so worked up about it. Me and Toby, we didn't say anything because we were thinking, you know what? Anahuac's probably not going to make it anyway. And you got so worked up over that deal.
I didn't say that, Trent.
Oh, my God. I love
it. I'm sitting here trying to think, like, that was big news. And you were worked up, too. Don't lie. I'm sorry, sucker.
I had to. I just had to go there. I'm sorry, Trent.
Let's get into this.
Well, none of us have to worry about Westwood this week. It's Hardin's burden to bear.
Yes. Yep.
They can figure out how to stop that train.
Yeah. I was telling Toby earlier, I hate the 4-team format in the playoffs. What's up, whistleblower? He chimed in on the chat.
Tell him about, now you're talking about Hardin, tell him about our Whataburger stop in Liberty.
Yes.
Tell him how cool that was.
So we left Anahuac, and you got to have that post-game meal, especially after a win.
Yeah.
And Toby and I, we're known to stop at a Whataburger, especially if they let us in. So we cut through back roads, get back into Liberty, and we whoop in there to Whataburger. And we got there just like right at the right time.
We had some of our crew already there.
Some of the Cold Spring crew was already in there. And then a host of Hardin athletes cheerleaders.
Basically.
Yeah, their town comes rolling up in there behind us. This place is packed. I'm talking about not an open seat.
Nowhere to seat, no nothing.
This Whataburger
loud,
has,
everybody's talking.
Yeah, this Joker ain't never been this packed.
Yeah.
I mean, other than TV rodeo, whenever, you know what I mean? So this place is absolutely packed. We're having a good time. And they all get seated down. They're trying to get food, and I just stop. I tell everybody, y'all be quiet, get everybody quiet down and everything. And the workers are thinking I'm trying to get them all quiet down so they could call their names, you know, so they people get their food. So it gets real quiet. And I said, what about them Hardin Hornets making the playoffs for the first time since 2018? And boy, that place got
erupted.
It was freaking
gas on the fire. Did you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. And they was like, well, what about Cold Spring?
Well, no, what happened was the guy next to me was saying something about somebody.
Yes.
And there was about three or four of those guys, and they come marching over there. And I'm thinking, man, these guys are pretty fired up. Somebody had said something we weren't supposed to, right? And he whipped that hand out. He said, I got to shake y'all's hand. Y'all made us make the playoffs.
Yes. It was awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
It was awesome. It was a trip. I was like, oh man.
We posted a picture. I posted a picture on the page Thursday night. It was a lot of fun.
We had a good time.
So, good Thursday night of football. Friday night, Toby and I.
We attempted to turned out kind of bad.
We had full plans on going to the
West Orange. And should have.
Toby talked us into going to Teague Die Ball. And Die Ball was in the lead at the half after lightning delay and such. And
well, we get there and we go through a tsunami of rain on the way up.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yes.
So I'm like gripping the door, like asking Craig to slow down. So anyways, we finally get there and we're about to go through the gates and the lights are on. It's pretty exciting. All of a sudden they said, no, we're in a lightning delay. Y'all have got to go to the cafeteria. We're having everybody go to the cafeteria. So we make across the parking lot to the cafeteria. We stay in there for 30, 40 minutes at least. It comes a flood. We walk out the parking lot. You have to wait ankle deep water to get back to the stadium. I've got shorts and a t-shirt on. And it felt like it was 40 degrees. And the wind was blowing, so I'm just absolutely miserable. Had no jacket, no nothing, and so we weighed out the first half, and we made our way to the restroom where it was a little bit warmer for a little bit, and we decided, hey, let's just go ahead and leave and go get something to eat, and this is probably going to end like we think it's going to end, and Die Ball's going to win this game.
And we were wrong.
Man, we get back all the way almost to Huntsville, and Craig goes, dude, look at the score. What?
Yeah.
So we kind of don't know what happened the second half, but
36-21 was the final Teague over Die Ball.
It was 21-15 when we left.
Yeah. So don't know what happened, but Dankster got turned around.
Yeah.
So game that was in our pick'ems.
Yeah.
I think everybody but you had Teague picked, and you got that one right. Let's talk about Lufkin and Galveston. Had a good game going. Barn burner there for a while. Lufkin pulls it out, 35-21, Trent. In that game.
And that's worth talking about because we've discussed Galveston Ball year long. You know, they've had an historic year.
Yeah.
And Lufkin, you can say the same thing. They've really turned it on.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, this is the first time.
That was a really tough one to pick.
It was. That district was tough.
That was the tough
two.
One. Mm-hmm.
And Lufkin finally getting in something relatively close, not having to travel to Dallas.
That's right.
And, you know, they petitioned the UIL to move their district so they wouldn't have to go to Dallas.
Right.
And stuff with the amount of travel, and it paid off for them.
Yeah, it has. They've had a great year, and, of course, it's still going, but, yeah, it's been a great district.
Another barn burner that we watched, you and I was watching the score Friday night, was the Grapeland Sandies and Lovelady.
Yes. That was a wet one, too.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures earlier from that, and
yeah,
that looked pretty muddy and wet on that grass, you know, most playing in turf that we've been watching. So it, I think it was a barn burner, good game, and Lovelady prevailed.
Yeah. Corrigan locked in their playoff spot. They lost to Centerville, and that game was in Corrigan Friday night.
But, yeah.
Corrigan locked in there. They're playing Thursday night. We're going to talk about that and a lot more here in just a little bit. So, Trent, you've been kind of quiet. I mean, I know we've been bashing on you pretty hard over there.
I'm just skimming through some scores, and the one that jumped off the screen, Goldthwait beaten Mart 46-0.
Who did?
Goldthwait beat Mart 46-0. Mart had not. They were leading that district.
Wow.
And shut out. That was just a tidbit from outside our area there.
Yeah. Just outside. So the North Shore Summer Creek game was a tight game early on.
It ended not tight, though.
Yeah. We were watching.
Yeah, we watched some of the video of it, and I said, look at this, man.
We were
pretty close.
When we were in the gym, we were watching the North Shore game and listening to Aaron Ward with SCTX.com in the Hampshire Finette Wos game.
Yeah.
And Hampshire Finette got up 14-0 pretty quick, and they were having some rain issues, and he was on top of the press box, and his broadcast was in and out. But anyway, Hampshire Finette got the win in that one. 28-14 was the final there. What about Livingston going winless?
Man.
I mean, there was games.
That hurts.
There was games that they were kind of in, you know what I mean, but just couldn't finish.
Mm-mm.
And curious to know what's going on. I know what's going on. What I was told, they've already put together a hiring committee and everything down there in Livingston. Like, after about week three, they were putting that committee together to look at hiring a new coach over there in Livingston. So that's just a hard place to go and win. I mean, Ricky's been there.
They've had good years throughout the past at times. You know, it's like high school football.
Like a Splendora type. You know what I mean? Every 6-8 years, they have a good season.
Yeah.
So
you got to make that work, you know?
Yeah. No, you do. I was really curious about that, but
you got the Montgomery Bears.
How about that?
Down there, 34-28.
How about that district, period?
Dude, that district.
Man, you know, when we discussed the district pick'ems in that district, you know, we had got to Montgomery and we'd got to Lake Creek and we're like, you know what, he's going to kind of be in this fourth. But I tell you, both of those teams for Montgomery ISD really.
Yeah.
They really stepped up and made that district extremely interesting.
They did make it interesting. And, you know, here's the deal is you got PNG, defending state champion. Hey, tell Kristen we can hear everything she's saying.
Can you?
Yes. But PNG, defending state champs. You got Huntsville. We've talked about them, how good they are. Montgomery, Nederland, you know, which wasn't a talk of being a top four team, which they ended up 3 with that loss to Montgomery.
Not in the preseason. We weren't talking about them at all.
No, we wasn't. The only reason I started really paying attention to them is when they had to go into PNG, and it was kind of like, this is a rival game.
Right.
Of course, they pull that off, and you're like, man, they're sitting in the one hole right now.
But you go back and you look at that district, look at the 3-point games. I mean, you know what I mean? No, the one-score games out of those top four teams.
Yeah, them top four were salty.
Yeah, that's just absolutely crazy the way that district, and probably, I mean.
So who ended up getting left out?
Lake Creek.
Lake Creek was the
Lake,
one, man.
Lake Creek gets left out after beating Huntsville.
Yep.
Right? Lake Creek gets left out because Huntsville had to beat Nederland to lock in a playoff spot, so they did. So, yeah, it was pretty deep. But, I mean, PNG ends up winning the district. Huntsville ends up in the 2 spot. Nederland in the 3, and then Montgomery in the 4.
That's going to be
somewhere like that.
That district will represent well in the playoffs, I think. Probably the next good matchup is going to be when Richmond Randall meets up with that district.
Yeah.
And then, of course, after that, I think that district will probably meet with that district again.
Yeah. So, you know? So here's how this district, PNG, Huntsville, Montgomery, Nederland, is how that district finished out.
Man.
That's just absolutely crazy. And 3 teams with a 5-2 record.
Mm.
So in district, PNG 6-1. Huntsville, Montgomery, and Nederland, all 3 had 5-2 records, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But we're going
to
talk
about it. It's funny you say that because if we back up to Lufkin, Galveston, Ball's district with Barbers Hill and Port Arthur, there's 3 teams in there with 4-2 records.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a great district when you put together a district like that. It's kind of like the SEC in the college.
Yeah.
Every week you're going to have something that's surprising.
So out of District 9, 5A Division 1, you got Lufkin in the 1 spot. 6-0, Barbers Hill in the 2 spot, 4-2, Galveston Ball 4-2, and Port Arthur Memorial 4-2. So, and you look at their overall. I mean, the worst overall record is Barbers Hill and Port Arthur Memorial. They're 7-3 overall records. So, it's pretty impressive. So, and there's more districts like that around the state, but just locally, and that's where we're staying this week. Is we're going to stay local, talking about the playoff games and everything else. Coming up here on the 599 Sports Show, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the districts, and we're going to do things a little bit different this year, and we'll talk about it when we come back from the break with the pick'ems throughout the playoffs and then what we're going to do for the state championships. You're listening to the 599 Sports Show, powered by Texas Podcast Media. We'll be back right after this.
Howdy, folks. Randy here. At Randy's Rubs, it is our mission to bring you a variety of mouthwatering seasonings that are sure to make the ordinary extraordinary, to make the impossible possible. Creating memories with friends and family is what is most important to us, and we hope to be the cornerstone of your meals, making memories with the ones you love most. As all of you continue on your fall sports journey, Randy's Rubs wishes each of you an incredible season, and may each of you be an All-American. Go check us out on Amazon or at randysrubs.com. It don't suck, y'all.
And welcome back to the 599 Sports Show. Kurt Irwin with Toby Tullis in the Randy's Rubs Hot Dogs. Trent Hart down there in the Porter's Processing Swamp Box. And you always know he's here because we got a little square of Anahuac Sports.
I had to switch it over because I was getting a little bit of lag.
Getting a little lag. So I had to get it back going. So this week here on the 599 Sports Show. We made it to week 12 and first week by district round of the playoffs, and busy week for me and Toby as Cold Springs volleyball is playing in the regional quarterfinals this week, Monday night, over in Love Lady against Franklin. And I was kind of looking at the stats and projections over there, and really and truly, Cold Springs
got a good shot at winning that.
Yeah, Cold Springs got an opportunity to win that to go to the semifinals. Mm-hmm. So, biggest run their volleyball program has ever made in the playoffs. So, we're going to go over to Love Lady Monday night and support the ladies with their volleyball. Ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. It's a nice stadium there too.
Yeah,
great seating all the way around it.
So we're going to Love Lady Monday night and getting ready. But playoff games coming up this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, it's kind of like dealer's choice with the playoff games. You can kind of go see, just pick your poison. Who do you want to go
choice,
watch?
Yeah.
I mean, the only good thing about the UIL breaking things down, Division One, Division Two, and taking four teams, is there some teams that you want to go see and you get the opportunity to, right? But really and truly, I hate that they take four teams to in each division.
Well, it's just good experience. It's good experience for the kids, good experience for the schools to.
I get that.
You know, it's a little costly, I guess, if you got a team that really don't have a snowball chance to win in, but it's the experience.
But, Trent, you'll probably agree with me on this. This week in the bi-district round of the playoffs, the games that are worth going to are the 2-3 seed games.
Absolutely. You don't want to go to the 1-4 seeds because those are all pretty much going to be blowouts unless we have a Cinderella story happen.
Right. So, I mean, you may have a Hardin that pulls out all the stops and beats Westwood this week in New
Canaan.
They
could. They may go into a man coverage.
Yeah.
They may send some help to control the quarterback and –
yeah,
you know, who knows what they're going to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never know against Westwood. And then Westwood not having their coach, their head coach, you know, kind of play calling's a little bit different. So, I mean, you never know what could happen over there. But
if you didn't take four, you probably – I mean, I remember at one time it was like, what, one?
Yeah.
I mean, for the longest, it was like one go. That was it.
Yeah.
And there were so many good teams left out. I mean, in all reality, I mean, Cleveland was like that back in the day where we would – finish second and when you make the playoffs.
Right.
You know, so if you don't do four, maybe three.
Yeah.
Three would cut down and you wouldn't have quite that.
Your one seed.
So I've seen it where a team gets in there with two wins and gets in.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Livingston
like when
do
there's
that.
A five-team district or something. I mean, it's like, you serious?
Livingston did that last year and went and played Tyler Chapel Hill and got blown out of the
water. Did you go to that?
Yeah, I went to that.
Yeah,
it was up in
that.
Carthage.
Yeah.
And it wasn't worth it. But if you took three teams, give the one seed the bye.
Yeah.
You know, through the first week, and then play your 2-3 seeds and then kind of narrow it down from there.
I don't know. I'm of the
old school like you are. I wish it was still who you'd pick the top two. I mean, because that's, you know, you get better football that way, obviously.
But you don't get the length of this of the postseason.
Everything gets cut down.
Correct.
Right. So, because basketball really doesn't get going until January.
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't.
And the question is, I mean, are you filling up stadiums? Are you?
Right.
That's what you got to look at. Same thing in the NFL. I mean, they would probably love to add more games, but they still take these games and go out of country and stuff because of the money.
Yeah.
And when you cut it down, like, you're making it shorter.
Yeah. And
I get what you're saying. And sometimes you'll get a good. I mean, like I said, if they would have stripped Westwood of their deals, you would have had.
That'd have been
you'd have had a good one versus four matchup.
But that's a one-off situation.
No, I know that.
So
just saying.
We can't take that one to the bank.
Or like the Huntsville District.
Right.
One through four, I mean, in all reality, pretty close.
That's a rarity, right? Unless you look over at DeSoto's district, go over there and look at North Shore's district. I mean.
Our district was kind of like that. I mean, in all reality, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a few of them that were way off, but I mean, at the end of the day, there was a lot of close match teams.
That come
down to execution and what you put on the field and, you know, what you drew up.
I'll agree with that. And we're going to talk about our district right here in a little bit whenever we're going to go through these playoff games for this week. But and I don't disagree. And to counter my argument, I just named off four different districts that are totally different. You know what I mean? Yep. Where you got some really good teams that are playing and still playing. But, you know, I think once you spread out more, you know, it narrows down a little bit. So, I mean, Hitchcock-Columbus, look at that district. One, two teams are really, really good. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big drop-off behind that, mm-hmm. you know. Like I say, North Shore, you got North Shore, Atascocita, and Summer Creek. Those are three stacked teams, right? Duncanville, DeSoto, top two teams, they're stacked. Mm-hmm. Then you got PNG and them, they're stacked.
Like, Humboldt, if you took two, Summer Creek gets left out.
Yeah. No, agreed.
You know, and then you're like, how, you know, is Summer Creek really got a chance of going two rounds? Yeah, they do.
Especially with their bye district round, right?
So it's kind of, you take a little bit, not. I just, I like more weeks of it because I like it.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do too. I think it's good to let some of the kids get to experience it. I mean, we all, you know, Harden, like I said, has played good. I mean, obviously, there's not going to be many lineup on that side thinking they're going to beat Westwood. But at the end of the day, I mean, those students worked hard and they're pumped. I mean, you've seen it Friday night, Thursday night. They're stoked about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about 6A. Talk about like Summer Creek and stuff. Yeah. Let's jump into 6A Division I, Trent, and Region 2, because this area is split between Region 2, Region 3.
Yeah.
Right. On 45 side, you have Region 2, and then once you get across 45, then you go into Region 3. But in that Region 2.
You might get some better matchups when you're talking about the 6A level. No, as well,
you do, except for that bye district round for Conroe and
Woodlands getting Nimitz.
Yeah, Aldine Davis and Conroe. Yeah.
Who did Willis get here?
Willis is going to have.
That's Division Two.
Yeah, right? Willis went Division Two.
We'll get to that here in a minute.
They were little. Yeah, they go little, and they're going to have to see DeSoto in the second round. Is more than likely who Willis is going to have to see, but out of Region Two, you got what is that? Sashi versus Rockwall. That's at Garland's HBJ Stadium. Then Duncanville versus Temple.
Yeah, look at that. Temple 7-3. I'm curious to see, and everybody dial into this and see what that score winds up being.
Yeah. Y'all remember this when we talk about it next week.
Go back and look
week.
At Duncanville versus Temple and see what that score is.
Yeah. The Woodlands at Aldine Nimitz, and that's next contestant for the Woodlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
As that Nickelback song was.
Mm-hmm.
And then Klein Kane, Cypress Ranch, that's probably going to be a decent game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1-4 seed. North Forney, Wiley, that game may be good. And then Waco, Midway, and Waxahachie, Aldine Davis and Conroe. Conroe ought to roll into the next round.
Yep.
And then Cypress, Bridgeland, and Klein Oak.
Yep.
That ought to be a fair game, and just because of what them Klein schools are. But jumping over into Region 3, you have Cypress Falls and Houston, Bel Air, Katy, A-Leaf, Elsick.
There you go, right there. A-Leaf, Elsick, and Katy. A-Leaf, Elsick is 2-8.
Overall.
They're 2-8.
How's that even
possible?
And
they're playing Katy 9-1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dumb.
That tells you how that district that A-Leaf, Elsick is in is just.
Yeah.
Pasadena, Dobie.
Yeah.
6-4 versus 9-1, Ridgepoint.
Just not going to be a good. And really and truly, the North Shore Deer Park game. that game being
played. Which Deer Park was 8-2, so, but, yeah.
Yeah, but you got strength of schedule, right?
There goes Houston Lamar. What were they, like 14-1 last year?
7-3 versus Cy Fair, who is 7-3, even records. That's at Houston Butler Stadium.
And Fulshear.
Undefeated against Katy Pieto.
Yeah, we got to watch them. They're going to go deep.
Katy Pieto, 7-3 at Rosenberg's Trailer Stadium. Pearland. Yeah.
Look, Pearland did not draw Dickinson this year.
First time in how long?
They drew Fort Bend Travis, which is 5-5. They always get Dickinson, but it must have worked out to where they didn't get him.
Yeah, and Dickinson has Atascocita.
Yep.
Man, talking about drawing the short straw.
Yep.
That really.
So they,
go ahead.
So just kind of off, not really off topic, but is that a new rule this year where they, if both teams agree to flip for home field advantage in the bye district round, they can do that?
No, I think they play their home. Yeah. Whoever did better that year gets that.
The top seed.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah, the top seed out of the two get home stadium.
Okay.
So.
They flipped for it in volleyball. I was wondering if it was the same for football this year.
So
instead of playing a neutral site.
At the big school.
At the big school, yeah. Whoever does
big
better.
Big school level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're starting to see it a little bit more in the lower. I know Livingston's district was one of the deciding factors in that they went to the DEC with.
Yeah.
And said, no, this is what it's going to be. That way the schools can make a little extra money versus – having to pay to travel.
Yeah, and it helps with us, like the 3A's and all them trying to find stadiums.
Yeah, most definitely.
It helps a lot.
There's so many games, you know.
And I think that's good. I like having home field advantage, especially in round one. I just think it's cool.
And it shocked me to look up here and seeing that North Shore and Deer Park are going to play on Thursday night, not Friday night.
Yeah.
Kind of really surprised
me. Well, the reason probably the angle behind that is North Shore is like, hey, we feel good about this. Let's get it over with, and that'll give us another week.
Yeah,
another day to prepare for a team that may be a little bit more difficult as we get there.
Most definitely.
Because they're going to work their way to Saturdays because that state game will be on Saturday.
Yeah. Region 2, 6A Division 2, Trent.
Wiley. You mean, 6A Division 2.
Yeah. Wiley East, 9-1, Forney, 5-5. DeSoto and Colleen Shoemaker. At DeSoto Stadium. That's a Thursday night game.
Hang on, let me get over to this real quick.
Come on.
DeSoto 8-2.
Yeah. They dropped one early to who was that they lost to, Toby?
North Shore, wasn't it?
No.
Who'd they play? DeSoto?
DeSoto they lost to what's that school that's fixing to go non-UIL? The private school. They got busted on the recruiting stuff. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know, I just can't think of their name.
They lost to them. And then
North Crowley.
Yes.
And then Duncanville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Willis.
Who did they draw?
Willis drew Spring.
Record?
Spring High School, 5-5.
5-5. So they'll get that, and then the next round they will get DeSoto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You remember Trent.
But if they didn't this way, let's say they went big. Let's say their enrollment numbers fell to where they went big. They would have drew Aldine Davis.
And then Duncanville.
And then they would have drawn Duncanville.
Yeah. Either way, you're drawing
either
the short
way,
end.
It's
kind of like your brother, right, where he was at over in Bryan. He would have made the four
seed. When he
was
in Pearland, it was every time they drew Dickinson.
Yeah.
Every time.
So, Longview has Garland, Naaman Forest. Clean Harker Heights has Lancaster. 4-6.
There goes your 4-6.
And going back to my comment that I made earlier, right?
And Clean Harker Heights, they're not, I don't think so, they're
correction on Willis will get the winner of Tomball and Cypress Springs.
Oh,
okay.
So they may have the opportunity to get three rounds.
That's right.
They wouldn't see DeSoto until the regional final or the regional round.
Did you pull the bracket up?
I did.
Okay. Spring Westfield has College Park. That'll probably be a good game.
Yeah.
I think
they'll win that game.
That's kind of that 2-3 deal, but I think it'll be
Westfield
a good game.
Westfield will win that game.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they won't. My wife went to school there.
Yeah.
At Westfield.
They're well known. That's where Corby Meekins was for years.
And Cypress Woods and Klein Collins. They're 8-2 and 5-5 at Cypress FCU Stadium.
Look at Stratford.
Houston Stratford.
They get Houston Westside 3-7.
3-7. And then look at Richmond Foster, 4-6 versus Katie Jordan, 9-1.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Bend Hightower, 9-1. Manville, 5-5. Summer Creek gets Clear Falls. Turner Stadium, Friday night. If you wanted a game at Turner Stadium this week, it wasn't happening unless it was Saturday.
Probably not, yeah.
Because
they got so many teams in their that own it. Yeah.
Atascocita's playing Thursday, Summer Creek's playing Friday. So if you wanted to go play Turner Stadium there in Humble, you're playing on Saturday. And then Houston Heights, Houston Memorial, Houston Memorial's 4-6. That's a Saturday game at Del Mar Stadium. That's the stadium you was talking about, the Del one Mar, over yeah. off 290.
That's yeah. the one I was
I'm
about.
Laughing. I'm laughing because I'd be happy not to get another game there either.
Oh, my gosh. Houston Straight Jesuit versus Katie Thompson. That'll be a good game. That's at Houston's Clay Stadium. And then Alvin Shadow Creek, Fort Bend Elkins.
Shadow Creek's the old Manville.
Yes. And then Clear Springs and Kingwood. That ought to be a good game. That's at Webster's Challenger Stadium. I put the elevators in over there, so don't ride them. But
Kingwood might win now.
Yeah, I think Kingwood's got a very good shot to move on to the second round. I think all four teams
they
out of that district.
They got four losses, but look who was in our district.
Exactly. And look who three of those losses were against, right? I think that everybody out of that district, out of Region 3, I think they're going to move on to the next round. And we'll talk about it next week on the 590 Sports Show for sure. But 5A Division 1, Trent, you want to run it down?
Yeah.
Region 3?
Yeah, let me get over to it because I was looking at the bracket instead of the
5A D1.
5A D1, Region 3.
Gosh, I'm looking at the first
game. You got Lufkin and Houston Milby.
Who's going to win that game?
That's a Saturday game.
Yeah, that is on Saturday.
Has Houston Milby got a shot?
5-5 is Houston Milby.
A shot to burn a lot of fuel.
Why can't we get pick-up games? Like Hat had the Willis game this week.
Well, that's the thing is I feel like that the pick-ems, you just got to go back and pick the 2-3 seed.
Bunch of tough ones.
Yeah, they did.
There was maybe one week that was a little bit kind of everybody was bam, bam, bam going with the same. The pick-ems were a lot of fun. I'm ready to see how it actually ended up.
Unless you're whistleblowing and you're copying and pasting.
Whistleblower did always have a lot of the same picks you did.
Yeah.
He must envy you.
He nailed your scores.
Huh?
He mirrored your scores last week.
Yeah.
So
he got beat and paced that one.
I know he's following. He's watching right now. So we got to give him a hard time. He's sitting in a crane right now thinking these sup suckers. They're calling me out. Go ahead, Trent. Go on with the rest of them. Hey, look at this. Galena Park. Not North Shore. Galena Park High School makes playoffs. 7-3, their best season in a long time.
Yeah, about to get to that one. You got College Station 9-1 versus Crosby 5-5 Friday at College Station Cougar Stadium.
I tell you what, if you pick Crosby,
I think
in that
College Station is what ranked 5 in the state.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Anybody who
picks Crosby,
Galena Park High School versus Port Arthur Memorial. This is a game that I had on my list of games to go and cover. This will be Friday night.
Yeah, that would have been real close right there at Galena Park ISD Stadium on Friday night. That's a nice
stadium. Angleton 9-1 at Pflugerville or versus Pflugerville, which is 8-2. That might not be a bad game. That is at Angleton's Wildcat Stadium.
Yeah.
LaPorte 7-3 at Austin Anderson, 7-3 at Deer Park Hampshire Stadium. That might not be a bad game either.
I've been to that stadium.
Yeah.
Houston Sterling 7-3, Barbers Hill 7-3, Friday at Barnett Stadium.
Who wins that game?
That was
Craig?
Another game I had on my list.
I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to go on a limb.
This is a team that come from a good district, and you're playing one that's not so good a district.
Yeah.
But they're both 7-3.
And playing at Barnett Stadium.
Yeah, they don't get home field advantage because they come from a tough district.
And we talked about Barnett Stadium. You and I did earlier today on the phone, but because we were making a joke about if Cold Spring was to advance, where they would play Hitchcock at. And I said, probably at Barnett Stadium in Houston.
And I said the one at Trent. I said, Del Mar. I said, you just go to Del Mar out there at 610 and 290.
Yeah, HISD stadiums. But I'm going to have to go on a limb, and I hope it's a limb, not a twig, and say Barbers Hill on that one.
Yeah.
You got A&M Consolidated 2-0 versus Friendswood 5-5. That's Friday night at Tigerland Stadium there in College Station. We pretty much give that one to A&M Consolidated.
Friendswood's got a long drive. That's a good thing.
That's going to be a tough one there.
Good thing there's a lot of money in that area.
Yeah. At least there's a lot of great places to eat once you get to College Station.
Wings and More,
one of them.
Yeah. You're big on that Wings and More.
And then the last one in Region 3, Galveston Ball. They're 8-2 versus Houston Waltrip. That's they're 7-3. That's going to be it in Galveston.
there's going
to
be some.
We're going to drop everything and go to that game.
The food's going to be good. The food's going to be good. I know where I'm going this week, or I have a good idea where I'm going. And you and I haven't talked about it. I know where I'll be Thursday night, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit. But I think I got my mind made up on Friday as well. And I think you're going to say, why in the world are you going to go to that game? But I want to go for one reason and one reason only. But 5A Division II, Region 3, playoff games, local to the area, kind of. South Oak Cliff versus Terrell. South Oak Cliff 8-2, Terrell 6-4 at Dallas Kincaid Stadium. Here's a cool one. Friday night, Huntsville 7-3 versus White House 5-5, 7 p.m. Huntsville ISD Ooh, Stadium. So
good stadium.
You're at a really good stadium to go to. That's why Cold Spring couldn't get that stadium.
Good stadium.
Midlothian Heritage in Segoville. Segoville 4-6. Midlothian's ISD Stadium. Midlothian's Heritage is 7-3. Marshall versus Montgomery. This ought to be a good, really good matchup, in my opinion. And we kind of talked about, Trent, this district, Toby and I have, but we talked about these four teams.
We brought this up the other day.
In a ride going to a football game, I'm sure, mm-hmm. about this these four teams moving on, but yet what Marshall has done historically in the past, yeah. In the playoff with the playoff run, but
yeah, I don't know. That's why I was asking you: is Jack Alvarez still over there? He had went to Marshall. He had left Midlothian Heritage, and had went to Marshall.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know if he's still there, but that's probably going to be one of the best games.
Yeah,
being played here in the bi-district round is those two teams. Is that's a 4-seed Montgomery, 4-seed out of their district. Going to play, or excuse me, 3-seed going to play a 2-seed. So, going to be interesting. Texarkana High in Nederland. I think that'll be another good one. Texarkana Tiger Stadium. How would you like to have that drive from Nederland?
It's a haul.
Yeah.
Go up there to that all orange and white.
Yeah.
Texas High. They won a couple state championships.
Yeah. That is a
Back
hike
in
up there.
02, 03, 04, somewhere in there.
That's going to be a really good game. Probably ought to jot that down, throw some pick-ems on that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Crandall 9-1 versus Dallas Wilson 7-3 at Crandall Pirate Stadium. PNG and Hallsville. PNG.
Who you got?
Man, it's this is a tough one. We're gonna have to put it in the pick'ems and then I'll reveal it. Okay, but PNG 9-1, Hallsville 4-6. They're going to get an experience because they're playing down there on the res.
Yep.
So
that's, I mean, it's not a question.
Yeah, Friday night, 7 p.m., that place is going to be rocking down there. Town will be shut down. They said they ride golf carts to the games. Like, there's a golf cart parking lot. The whole community drives their golf carts.
Yeah, got a little, like, got our own parking spots.
Yeah.
Pay $500 a year, and you get a spot right at the front.
You get your spot.
Drive your golf cart.
Drive your golf cart, have your drink, yeah. You know, Cokes, waters, tailgate.
Yeah. Boudin.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're making me hungry. Then Dallas Wilcrest versus Kaufman 4-6. That's up at Dallas Franklin Stadium. So, just we're staying Region 3, guys, this week. Next week we'll go Region 3 and then kind of the area, kind of break it down that way, mm-hmm. and stuff.
But I mean, you've got some Region 3 ones. I mean, you got your Richmond Randall versus Belton, and you've got Brenham versus Texas City.
Yeah.
Got those. Iowa Colony at Killeen versus Killeen.
So tell us about 4A Division 1, Region 3, Trent.
Oh, Kilgore.
4A Division 1, Region 3.
Oh, Kilgore who got beat by, or actually, no, Kilgore who beat Carthage.
Yeah, has Vider.
So, now they have Vider.
So this is a game I'm kind of curious about, but even though I think Kilgore might come out on top, but Kilgore 8-2 has got Vider 5-5. That's at Kilgore. That's not a bad game, honestly. I mean, I don't know.
Trent.
That's the 4-seed. 1-seed, 4-seed.
I know it is, but you know, it might have surprised you. I don't know. Maybe it's that whole local feel again, going with my local heart instead of my mind.
Maybe his heart means that Anahuac didn't get in, and he's kind of like.
Anna who?
Well, I'm talking about the Little League. Three out of their four groups went to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
M1. So,
okay, moving on. Needville 6-4, Houston first 6-4. That is at Sugarland.
I wish your internet was good enough that way all the Facebook livers could have seen the eye roll that you gave us.
Oh, was it that noticeable even though my video wasn't on?
It was. I watched the Anahuac Sports Live Square do a full circle.
Buffering.
Yeah, the wheel of death. So, Needville and Houston Fur, both teams 6-4. That's like 2-3 seeds, right? Sugarland's Mercer Stadium. So,
problem is, how long has it been since Houston's Fur done anything?
Have they ever done anything?
Yeah.
I mean, probably in the 90s.
I mean, they're 6-4, but I mean, they have to come from some districts. I don't know what their preseason like, but.
Yeah, I guarantee if you pulled it up, you're going to say, oh, that explains everything. And they're playing all HISD schools, mm-hmm. Yates, stuff like that.
Great situation there.
Yeah.
When you draw that right out of the box.
Right. Little Cypress, Mauriceville, 8-2, Lindale, 5-5. Oranges, Battling Bear Stadium.
That game was on my list to cover this week. That's probably not going to be a terrible game.
No, that one won't be too still, bad.
No,
that LCM won't be should come out Lindale on top.
Blue and white. I seen a video on them earlier.
Yeah, LCM ought to win that game though. Houston Yates, Navasota, Trey Allen, first year over there at Nav.
And at Navasota, I think didn't they come from like a Houston district? That's kind of their regular district.
They
right?
were spread out. Yeah,
it's kind of like they cross Houston every time they go.
Yeah,
to get,
yeah. So. They're going to be at Katie's Road Stadium. What's the next one, Trent?
We got Houston Worthing 10-0. Houston Worthing is versus Fort Bend Crawford 5-5. There at Sugarland.
I didn't know Fort Bend Crawford existed.
I'm going to go.
Have you heard of them?
I haven't, but I'm going to go on a limb and say Crawford wins this one.
You're going against Houston Worthing 10-0.
Undefeated 10-0.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to go that way. Sugarland Stadium. Sugarland's Hall Stadium.
Look at this. Who'd they draw?
They drew the big Tyler Chapel Hill game. Huffman 9-1. Tyler Chapel Hill 7-3. They will be at Huffman.
So,
damn, pretty good drive for round one. Huh?
Yeah, it is. But Chapel Hill likes that dog and pony show.
Yeah,
they like to roll in there in the big buses, like Cold
Coach
Spring
lived
like,
down by Huffman like, for a long time at
like,
Crosby,
like Cold Spring did Anahuac last week.
Yeah.
On Thursday night with the tour buses went in there.
We did come in there fly.
Yeah, then Jokers they was bougie.
That was pretty cool, Ken.
That was bougie.
Yeah,
and I want to say the reason why it's bougie, Trent. Because when Brian Barbe was here in 2010 and Cold Spring went to the state championship game.
But they did go to the state
game
in the charter buses. Yes, they got corrected on that. Yes, they said they did.
But now y'all set a precedence. Y'all got to take them charter buses
you
up to
You said that
Madisonville.
The other day, and I've had like four people go, no, we drove a charter bus to Dallas
I don't
Cowboys
remember
Stadium.
That. I could have swore Brian Barbe took them in the Yellow Dogs.
Mm-mm.
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Wasn't you on the school board back then? You don't even remember?
No, I wasn't on the board then.
Okay.
I didn't get on the board until
after
13, 14, right? Okay. So, Stratford and Houston Wheatley. They don't even have Houston Wheatley's record on here.
Oh, that's sketchy.
No, they don't.
That's sketchy right there.
Yeah.
Like,
find it.
Did they not win a game and they just didn't want to put that on there? Or is that a Matt Stepp error?
I think it's a Matt Stepp error. What about Longview Pine Tree versus
They're 6-4.
City? Does the new coach at Bridge City get his first playoff win?
Dude, this is really a big game.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Now, they have to travel a pretty good way.
Who do you think is going to win that Longview Pine Tree Bridge City game? Trent?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to dig more into that game. I can't say offhand.
We need Aaron on here on that.
Aaron would be able to throw a bone real quick on that one.
I'm jotting it down, though, as a possible pick 'em, though.
There you go.
Okay. Region 3, 4A Division 2. Trent, you're going to be at this one. Hampshire Finette versus Lamarck at Alvin Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I drew that game. It was this game was second on my list, and so was the other one that we'll get to in a minute. So I like covering Hampshire Finette. We covered a couple of games for them over the last couple of years, and looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I think Hampshire Finette's probably going to win that pretty easily.
Thursday night game for you. and be able to go to. Is it going to be on NOX Sports Live, or are you just going to be just on the NFHS Network?
We'll be just on the NFHS Network, okay. But it'll be under NOX Sports Live's.
It will coverage. Be the best production.
Oh, absolutely.
Best produced playoff game on the internet.
Well, I'd be real quick if I were picking to put him on nothing but good games.
Yeah, no, seriously, with the production that he puts together, 1,000%, mm-hmm. he would be top tier games for me all year long.
No, like searching what down is it or anything. I mean, he's got all that.
Everything's there. If you have not seen a NOX Sports Live production, you've screwed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there was people that were watching the Cold Spring Anahuac game last week. They were texting me. They were watching the live stream. Chris Moran was one of them.
Yeah.
He was watching the live stream, but yet listening to my play-by-play and stuff. That way they were supporting both, right?
Yeah.
But that's what he was doing. And he was like, man, it's not fair. You're about 2 seconds ahead of what the video feed is. Yeah. So what I did is
there's a little delay.
Little lag.
I slowed down, right?
To be able to compensate.
To compensate
Craig,
for the people.
That's phenomenal.
So
you had to count down the one Mississippi, two Mississippi. Okay, now I can
now
make
go.
The call.
Yeah. Now he just went across the goal line.
Yeah. So I did that just for the simple fact because Chris told me there was a little bit of a lag there between the video and my audio. So I slowed it down so it was spot on for him. So it was a fun game. But Robinson 8-2 versus Sealy 7-3, probably gonna be a good game. Bryan's Green Stadium. So where is Robinson at, Toby? If they're playing this game in Bryan.
I think it is.
I've done a
game. It's called Merle Green Stadium, but they're calling it Bryan's.
Yeah. I've done a game there. Tarkington played there. Remember when they made their playoff run like in 2013, 14, whatever year it was?
Yeah.
I did a Saturday game there. I did a game Friday night and then got a hotel room and then went there.
Yeah, so I think that's Robinson's probably Waco. It's like Waco Robinson or something way up there. Sealy, 10, meet in the middle. Just about right.
Trent's got another 4A Division II game. West Columbia 7-3 versus Jasper 4-6. And this is one of them games, if you're just looking off the record and picking, you could very possibly pick wrong.
Nah, I think West Columbia's got this.
You think Jasper's
done? This is the year that Jasper almost got beat by Shepherd.
Oh, forgot about that. I forgot about that.
Now, they do got that D1 guy going to A&M.
Yeah.
From Jasper, but yeah, West Columbia's put out some cats.
Going to be a good game. Houston's Sheldon ISD Stadium, Panther Stadium.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to call a game there.
One of the very first ones there, didn't we?
The first playoff game that was ever done there was Cold Spring East Chambers on a Thursday night, and I did that game. So what about this one? Madisonville versus Gatesville, Friday night, Rockdale's Tiger Stadium. I think that'll be a pretty good one.
I bet you Madisonville takes that one.
Okay. Belleville's going to take Waco Conley Thursday night at Merle Green Stadium.
Yep.
So Ricky's going to be busy.
Yeah, they're putting them out, ain't they?
Yeah, got a couple playoff games there. Brooks Royale, Silsby. Is Brooks Royale going to take this one? They both got the same record.
Man, I don't know a lot about Royale.
I wanted this game badly, but didn't get it.
That would have been a good game. Remember when Brooks Royale had that running back that went on to Oklahoma?
I do. They had some really good years.
Robert and I remember doing a Cleveland Brooks Royale game way back then, and 07, 08, right in there. And that kid, he graduated and went on to Oklahoma and played football there.
Right.
So I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
Hell of an athlete. Waco La Vega, LaGrange. LaGrange slipping into the playoffs in the four seed as they lost this last week to Sealy. But Waco La Vega versus LaGrange probably ought to be a good game. Pflugerville's the field. We've been there, Toby.
We have the P field.
The first high school football game that Case went to.
Lins versus Duncanville. We watched it.
Mm. Yeah, I remember we were talking about going to that game.
Yeah, we went. Case was a trooper.
Yeah.
2-year-old traveling all that far to go watch football.
How about Woos versus Sweeney?
Next contestant.
So Woos is bouncing back.
Another game I wanted.
They're going to bounce back after that loss to Hampshire.
That game's Thursday night, Randall Reed Stadium in New Caney.
Yeah, I'm going to
We're going to miss that.
We're going to go to the next round.
Yeah. We're missing that game for the game that we're going to go to. Let's take a quick break and come back and go 3A.
Go 3A.
Yeah. We'll drop 3A, go down to 2A. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back to that. You're listening to the 590 Sports Show powered by Texas Podcast Media.
From custom processing professional guided hunts, high tanning, and gator merchandise, Waters Processing and Alligator Farm offers a personal experience like no other. Locally owned and operated in Anahuac, Texas since 1987, Waters has been Southeast Texas' choice for any hunting adventure need. Now offering full-service processing of gator, deer, beef, hogs, and other wild game, make Waters Processing this hunting season's one-stop shop. Go to quartersprocessing.com or call 409-267-8413.
Welcome back to the 590 Sports Show. Craig Irwin, Toby Tolis, Trent Hart, brought to you by Texas Podcast Media, Porter's Processing, Randy's Rubs. Let's not forget about our good friends at Bullfrog Environmental over there. All this rain that we've had this last week, Toby.
Got a lot of moving dirt and water.
Yeah.
We're trying to control it.
Got to get it done.
Yeah.
Got to get it under control.
Yeah, got to get it under control.
I mean, this week's Veterans Day, so reach out and thank a veteran. For the freedoms that we have, the ability for us to be able to sit here and talk Texas high school football and politics or whatever we want to talk about. If it wasn't for the veterans,
would not have that opportunity.
I'm off work Monday, and Toby's probably going to be off just because it's so wet everywhere. And Trent, you got to work Monday?
Got to go in the office in the morning.
Well, you're not going to have anybody to talk to, but you will have a good podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
So I know a couple guys that's throwing some stuff out that you'll be able to listen to. I'll send you the link. So let's dive in. We've been talking all these playoff games, what's going on, and I've expressed my feelings about four teams out of each division going to the playoffs. I kind of like the way 6A does it. Okay, if you're going to take four, take two big, two small. That's not bad, but in my opinion, what do you think on that? If you did that, kept it the way it used to be back in the old days.
Talking about 3A?
From 3A.
Yeah, 3A. On down. Yeah, where you took two schools big, two schools small. Versus breaking it up Division I, Division II, and then taking four teams.
I like it like it is, but I like watching games.
I know. You're a road whore.
Yeah.
Toby loves to travel. He loves to travel to them games.
I do.
I do too. We have a lot of fun when we go.
Well, there is a rumor, and I've been hearing multiple rumors that they might go back to that kind of system to where you just have 3A, like 6A is set up now, where they take the top four teams out of each district, but they just divide them up into Division I, Division II, kind of how like they've done volleyball, baseball, basketball this year.
Right. That's
just rumor, though.
I'd be interested. UIL's always got – it's going to stay this way through this alignment. So they got another year to work on it to see how they want to do it. But
if they did that travel on – you'd be able to rearrange – the districts and travel would be a lot.
No, I agree. It would make a difference on the region. I guess we're kind of vested.
Yeah.
In this district.
We've discussed a lot of these teams.
In this region, but Friday night at Randall Reed Stadium, Palestine Westwood undefeated versus Hardin. First time making the playoffs since 2018. 7-3. Very thankful that Anahuac was unable to pull it off Thursday night. As mm-hmm. they were playing Thursday night, they had no clue until after the game was over because they played Thursday night as well. Everybody out of District 10 3A played on Thursday night.
Right.
So they had no clue. And then I talked to Joey, the house announcer, said those kids were stoked when they found out, you know, that Anahuac had lost the whole nine yards because our game was over before theirs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ours was over before theirs.
It was still going.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So those kids were obviously – we seen it firsthand how fired up they were.
Yeah.
So – but that game's Friday night.
That's pretty cool. I would have liked to have seen the video on that.
Yeah. Friday night, Randall Reed Stadium in New Caney. It's a game I got penciled in I may go to. Just one, support Harden.
You're wanting to see Westwood. You didn't get to see him during district.
Exactly. I want to see Westwood.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where I'm at.
You're
wanting
to go to Chili's and hit that.
Yeah.
That chips and sauce Chili's and all or that Gringo's, up prior
one
to,
of the two.
Yeah.
Yes. Go pregame and
I
then,
see what you're doing.
Yeah. Is that not a, it's not,
it's
is that a bad
idea? No, it's a great idea. I mean, you're what, 40 minutes from home?
Yeah. You think Cameron and Case would be interested in that?
Probably would.
Probably so. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Probably would.
Because, I mean, Trent's going to be at the Jasper game.
Yeah.
Friday night. So, what about this one? Columbus, 9-1 versus Cameron Yeoh. When was the last time you talked about Trent, you as well, Cameron Yeoh being 3-7 making the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean, Yeoh is one of those programs that it's just you'd never been thinking, okay, 3-7.
No.
But
no.
Here we are.
Yeah. When I picture Yeoh, I picture the stadium full and all the dads and people lined up on the fence all the way around it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that type of town.
No, it is. Such a storied program.
Yeah.
And then
they draw Columbus.
Yeah, and then to draw Columbus in the first round.
Oof.
Orangefield, Fairfield.
I think this would be a good game.
Splendor.
This might not be a bad game.
Let's go back to that.
Splendor looking for a playoff game, and they got one.
Oh, they were looking for one?
They're at that next level, Splendor is.
Oh, yeah.
We were fed that information after the Die Ball Jasper scrimmage. We were fed that information, and they're hosting a playoff game. So it's going to help build the morale. Look, kids, this is what playoff football is about. Orangefield versus Fairfield Friday night, 7:30, Splendor's Wildcat Stadium, which is a nice stadium. They spent a lot of money. Coach Schultz, we talked about Coach Schultz.
It was on my list.
That was on your list to go to Splendor?
That would have been cool.
What I do is I put all the games. Cold Springs played them?
Yeah.
Remember, that was cool?
Yeah.
Splendor might go 6A this next month.
Yeah.
But let's
reel it back in. Let's
back up. Orangefield and Fairfield, I think, is going to be a good game.
Yeah, but back to Coach Schultz up there at Prosper.
You're going to Prosper, yes.
They're fixing to do a big facility upgrade,
which
he was behind the facility upgrade in Splendor that got the all-turf baseball, the turf football.
Yeah.
When they went to that 5A, Coach Schultz really pushed that, and they was able to get, to get all that stuff. So the nice turf field, the Jumbotron turf baseball fields and all that stuff. And now Coach Schultz is left there up at Prosper, and they're doing the same thing up there now. So pretty
doing well too this year.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think this will be a fair game.
I really do. I think it'd be a good game.
What's your thoughts on it, Trent?
No, I had it on my list because I did think it might be a decent game. Either Fairfield's going to, I don't know. They're still the 4 seed coming out of that district, right? Orangefield being the 1 seed. It was on my list because, I mean, Splendor is not that big of a deal going traveling to, but it still might be a decent game.
Yeah. Maybe if Harden puts a thumping on Westwood pretty quick. Then we could catch the tail end of that one.
Now you got me chuckling.
After an hour and 20 minutes of podcasting, we finally got a laugh out of you. He's like, finally, they're not.
Hey, man, I'm in a good mood. I'm covering playoff football. That puts me in a good mood.
What about Troy versus Yoakum at Hutto Memorial Stadium?
Up by Austin.
Yeah. Troy's 9-1, Yoakum 6-4. What about this one? Franklin and Hallettsville. Franklin 7-2. Hallettsville 3-7. Waller's
60 on them.
Remember when Waller ISD Stadium was like the cat's meow? Remember when that was built?
2007, 8, somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere back in there. 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's one of the first stadiums outside of the Houston area that had an elevator going to. And then Huffman Stadium is mirrored.
Off of that.
Off of that. Yeah. So. East Chambers versus Die Ball. I think this could be a good game overall.
Yeah, it could.
Thursday night, Tomball ISD Stadium. Talking about a drive.
That's what I was. We need to talk about this because usually me and Craig's like, we kind of get a kick out of, well, where's so-and-so going to play at? And we're looking at the maps and all this.
Yeah.
And I text Craig. I was like, this one here, we were way off on. I mean, somebody wanted to play at Tomball really bad.
Yeah.
To be drive that far out of the way.
Wood Forest Stadium wasn't even an option.
I mean, Conroe, Buddy Moorhead.
Yeah.
Would have been even probably more practical than this.
Yeah.
Only thing I could think is 99 comes into play. And East Chambers may have said, hey, you know what? We'll run I-10 up. We'll hit 99.
Yeah.
And bam, we'll run right into it. That's the only thing. But die ball, they would be coming down 59. You'd 59 it to New Caney, hit it and go. You're just kind of going out of the way a little bit, 20, 30 minutes. You know?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's about a 30-minute drive from 59 over to that Tomball ISD stadium.
But, I mean, you had Deer Park would have been reasonable.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a bunch right there.
Sidney King Stadium, yeah. Right? The Sheldon ISD Stadium. Or you could have backed up, went to Barbers Hill.
Mm-hmm. But Barbers Hill would have put it real close to East Chambers, though.
Closer. Yeah. No, I don't disagree. But
you could have done Dayton. And just walk all the way to the top, non-elevator.
Nobody wants to get that many steps in for a football game.
That's true. I don't know, but yeah, that was interesting talking about that because it was just kind of out of the way.
Yeah.
And they did it early on, too. They caught it, like, quick.
Yeah.
That was, like, one of the first that I saw.
Coach Morrison was on top of it. I mean, what is your thoughts, Trent?
Maybe they got a hold of the whistleblower and got the inside on that stadium.
Maybe.
Well, I had it on my list of games to choose from, but I was wondering the same thing. I mean, but maybe there wasn't just anything appealing on this side of the planet for them to play at.
Well, but here's the other side to that.
It's round one.
Hold up. Here's the other side to that. Dieball was figuring they were going to play Cold Spring. In their mindset, it was like either going to be Woodville or was going to be Woodville where that game was going to be played because we didn't frame be playing. So maybe Dieball losing that Teague game and the margin, right, that they had to lose by to swap the positions, maybe that kind of threw them for a loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Hitchcock, Little River Academy, Little River 2-8. I feel bad for them guys.
That'll be a 70-plus point margin.
Friday night game, Waller ISD Stadium. Teague, 7-3 versus Cold Spring, 7-3. Thursday night, Madisonville's Mustang Stadium. Now, Trent, I got to tell you this. So we're coming back after the game, and we're talking about where could this game be played at? And there was three options that we had come up with. Bryan,
Huntsville,
College Station, Madisonville.
Huntsville.
Madisonville, Huntsville, either one, and or Crockett was where we thought about. And we're like, well, what is in between?
And Madisonville was like almost to the T.
Yeah.
Mileage, was it 68 miles?
64.
From one, 65.
64, 66.
Yeah. Bryan puts you a little going out of the way, but it puts you in a little better area.
And then Crockett was like 68 and 62, something like that. And they settled on Madisonville.
Yeah.
And I hit the mileages, like from Cold Spring to Crockett and Cold Spring to Madisonville. I hit them dead nuts.
Since we got this is our team, I think Cold Spring is taking this game.
I think it's going to be a really good football game.
I saw the first half of Teague.
Yeah.
So just we'll kind of give you all a rundown what we saw. Teague's got a really, really big back.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, probably 6 foot, 260.
He's bigger than 5 over there at Anahuac.
Not as tall, though. I don't think he was as tall.
I'm going to tell you, they're
pretty close. He wasn't as athletic as that guy, I wouldn't say. But he's a big back.
Yeah.
And they will feed it to him when time's needed, right?
Yeah.
Had a pretty decent size line.
I think offensively and defensively on the line, they were big.
Yeah.
They just weren't as physical as what I thought
they
were. I
didn't think they were near as athletic as Dieball was.
No.
So Dieball's quarterback, I thought, he would do the read option and stuff, or he would throw. I mean, they had no trouble the first half that we watched. That's why I don't know what took place the second half. I don't know if fumbles come into play. I don't know if it was bad weather. But if you got a chance and you're in that area, come watch this game because I really think if Cold Springs comes locked in, I think they can take this game, and I think it's going to be a good game, period, because I think they match up good.
And if you can't make it, I'll post the link. It'll be on 102.3 The Eagle. out of Livingston, Texas. I'll post the link as well on the 599 Sports page so you'll be able to listen to it.
We'd really like you to come, though.
Yeah, come pack the house. If you're a Cold Spring fan,
I hope our town turns out. I really do. I hope they turn out. These guys have worked really hard. I think that the coaching staff has made really good adjustments all year long.
Now, let's tell everybody what the downfall is if we win this football game.
If we win this football game, we're probably going to play what I think is probably going to pay for the state champion.
Hitchcock.
Which is Hitchcock.
Yeah.
And so it's just the nature of high school football. You can either meet them early or you can meet them late. Just we didn't meet them in round one, so that's good.
Right.
And we're not looking ahead by any means, but we would like to have a shot at playing them. That would be fun.
Right. Whoever wins this game is going to be playing Hitchcock.
That's right. Most likely.
So, and that's where we're saying it's probably going to be at Barnett Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. Del Mar, and we're gonna get Trent to come do the
live,
yeah, because he loves that place.
If y'all are playing in Del Mar, I'm just not even gonna put it on the list.
You're not gonna put it on
but
the
we're
list.
Not thinking too far ahead. We're on T. That's what we're focusing on. I know our kids are extremely excited. The adjustments that we talked about it Friday night on that last drive. I mean, the drive before the last one, that the number five was at will. Yeah. He was, Brady and him were meeting up. They were, they marched quick down the
field.
And
it was the same play.
It was, it was like, are you kidding me, right? And our defensive coordinator or maybe our DB coach, somebody made a great move.
Yeah.
And put our Hoss back over on top of him. Yeah. And they didn't go to him anymore after that.
Yeah, shut him down.
So that's what you got to do this late in the year, you know. Yeah. Same thing with Teague. I feel like they're going to run between the hashes a lot. We got to get hands and feet in the dirt.
Yep.
It's we got to stop it up front.
It's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a very evenly matched game overall. It's going to be a game of really and truly, I feel like, strategy. And if Cold Spring does what they've done the majority of the season and bounce from the spread to the double wing and kind of keep you off balance, but they got to do a better job disguising. And I talked about this.
Not going no huddle, not coming off field, kind of making it even more tough to figure out what they're in.
Right. Everybody huddles up. Doesn't matter if you're going spread or double wing. Everybody's in the huddle, and then you break out, you know. Yeah. So.
But I think more importantly, Craig, on it really is motivating those kids.
Yeah.
Getting them in the right frame of mind, focus, but at the same time, hype. Because one thing about Cold Springs, and we've seen a lot of halves that's been slow starting, finish strong. We've seen that. We've had several times at halftime we thought they were beat. But when every kid on that sideline is focused and jumping and high-fiving, no matter what that takes, whether that's, you know, Tiger going down, him coming back, or maybe one of our special teams guys making a big hit, it motivates them. And I think if we can get them motivated, which they should be anyways for going to the playoffs, right? But that little bit of extra additive, it just helps.
No, I agree. Let's jump over to the 3A Division II. Trent, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking at it right now.
I was just making sure you didn't fall asleep. Duck fell asleep on us. We was on the phone with him driving back from
out
from T. I got to tell the story. So I tried to call Duck. We're going to call Jack with him about something. And he wouldn't answer my phone call. Then Toby called him, and he finally answered the phone after it rang 92 times. We're talking to Duck. We're giving him a hard time. Then all of a sudden, we just hear... Home dude fell Trent asleep.
Craig was so boring with his stuff, he fell asleep.
Duck fell asleep on the phone while we were driving. It was hilarious. But 3A Division II Region 3, Grand Saline versus Hooks at Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium. Not the baseball team. Not the baseball Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh, Texas. Grand Saline 10-0, Hooks 5-5. Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium. Here's a game that I'm really kind of vested in, interested in, is Woodville 8-2, Arp 7-3. Rusk Eagles Stadium, Friday night, 7 o'clock kick. I think that's going to be a really good football game.
Yeah.
What do you – I'll start with
Trent. Trent,
what do you think Woodville is going to do through the playoffs? How deep, just off the top of your head, because you've seen them.
I mean, it's.
I mean, see where they stand.
You and I both were super high on Woodville, you know, to start this season off and going through. Their only two losses come from Anahuac, and it came from Newton.
Right.
So we felt like that this team was built for a deep run. And I mean, I feel like They're gonna go two or three rounds, but I'm not sure after that.
Okay. So I'm trying to pull their bracket up. Okay.
Let me.
I'm pulling their bracket up for Region 3.
3A Division 2.
Yeah, 3A Division 2. That's where I'm at. So
you're looking at the winner of Grand Saline and Hooks, right?
Right.
If they were to beat ARP, obviously. I mean, their bracket, though, the way that it shapes up, we could be looking at a Woodville-Newton quarterfinal.
I could see that.
That's kind of where I was going with it. Right?
Did they have to meet DeCab?
Yeah. So
would they get DeCab?
DeCab, and it would be the regional semifinals. So the third round.
That could be regional the game. Round. That could be the game that could get them.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah, it could be.
That could be. But if not, then yeah, it's going to be them and Newton in, huh?
Right. So Anderson Shiro has Troop this week.
And at?
You had to ask, right?
Where's it at?
Crockett's Monty Jack Driscoll Stadium.
Like favorite stadium.
That is.
He loves that stadium.
I do. I love that place. Hey, Trent, have you ever done a game at Monty Jack?
I have not.
You have not?
He has not. He's got to get one
You got to go do a game there. It's something about it. When you walk in, you see the statues and stuff. It's a long walk up to the press box, 82 steps to be exact. But man, they normally have good Subway sandwiches and the cookies in there as well.
Cool basketball arena as well.
Super cool. Gotta basketball arena. Yeah, that's definitely worth going to as well. But that game's at Monty Jack Driscoll Stadium. I love that place. Probably my all-time favorite stadium to do a game.
Shiro gonna win that game.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion.
So, DeKalb, Lone Oak at Pattonville's Patriot Stadium. And then you got New Diana 10-0, New Waverly 4-6. New Waverly's, they're going to get ready to
at the Tomato Bowl.
At the Tomato Bowl.
You ever been to that stadium?
Trent did last year.
That's cool. That's the one that's got the rock wall on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a super cool stadium.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I was stoked to be able to do a game there last year.
Yeah, I would like to. I've drove by it. I've never watched a game there, but I've drove by it, and I thought that's got to be on my list.
So if you back up to last year.
Okay.
Go over there to Apple Podcasts, click on season one, go to episode 2, maybe episode 3, probably listen to 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
Trent and I do our bucket list stadiums.
And that's one of them?
And that's one of them, and Trent got to do a game there last year.
Lucky dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Well, it was Newton and Dangerfield.
Oh, it was even better.
Yeah.
In the quarterfinal.
Yeah, two powerhouses.
Yeah.
That's cool.
At the Tomato Bowl.
I would have went with him. That's cool.
So here's the question. If Woodville and Newton happened to meet each other in that regional, or in that final, that what is it? The quarterfinal.
Where does it get played?
Where does that get played?
Lufkin.
Shoot, I was thinking Beaumont.
SFA.
The Fords.
SFA. I was thinking SFA, too.
SFA.
That's true.
I think that's where it would go. Either there or Lamar.
That puts you kind of close to Newton, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a cool stadium down in the hole.
What about the Ford, the off I-10, where Port Arthur Memorial plays?
Bowman ISD Stadium, whatever it's called now.
That'd be a good one to go to. I ain't done a game there in a long time.
I watched Lumberton play there.
Yeah, that's a big stadium.
Yeah.
Big stadium. Driving down I-10.
Double-decker on both sides.
Yeah, you're driving down I-10, and then boom, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be fun. What about?
I'm gonna be all over that game if it's Newton Woodville at the end.
Yeah. What about Dangerfield and Gilmer Harmony? Glade Waters ISD Stadium or Murphy Stadium, excuse me. Newton West Rusk. Harmony. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying Harmony is lost there. They think they name now.
He's cutting out.
You call that?
You're
sophomore.
Your internet's at an all-time low.
Sucks. I'm just going to stop talking.
It's better now.
Yeah, we're just going to let it build up. It's going to build up.
I was just saying about Harmony's quarterback that you saw versus Newton at SFA a couple years ago. I think he graduated.
Yeah.
You went there and watched that game?
Yeah.
At SFA?
Yeah.
He did that game with
you
me.
You did that game with him. Me and Trent. Oh, when was that, last year?
2 years ago.
Two years. That's cool.
I did that game with him. So, Newton versus Wes Rusk. Listen to this. Friday night at Dieballs Lumberjack Stadium. Coach Morrison said, yeah, y'all come on to the house, hang out. So, that's a cool stadium, Dieball Stadium. Yeah. I like it. Edgewood at New Boston. Edgewood 7-3, New Boston 5-5. Paris Wildcat Stadium way up north. So, Region 2, or Region 3, that it really stretches out. So,
boy, it does.
We're going to slim through this 2A Division 1 and then 2A Division 2, but in Region 3, Honey Grove versus Elijah Fields, Friday at Maybanks Panther Stadium. Hearn versus Timpson, Palestine's Wildcat Stadium. There's two games up there at Palestine. We'll talk about the other one here in just a minute. But Wascom and Omaha Pewitt, Thursday at Marshall's Maverick Stadium. Garrison versus Corgan Camden Bulldogs, Thursday night, Palestine Wildcat Stadium. My wife just texted me, wrap it up, 35-minute warning.
She want to watch Yellowstone?
Yeah, she wants to watch Yellowstone.
Got the Yellowstone coming.
Yeah, she's like, she's pre-gaming. Should I text her and ask her what's for supper?
I got pork chops waiting on me patiently.
Well, we rodeoed today, so she didn't lay anything out. But Garrison and Corgan, Coach Ratliff makes some playoffs, missed the playoffs last year, made it 5-5, 500 season for them. They're still young, though. I look for a lot more out of Corgan next year, right? I don't think this is a game that Corgan's going to get by, even close to being get by with Garrison. So looking forward to it, though, for Coach Ratliff there and the Bulldogs of Corgan. Shelbyville versus Jewett Leon, Thursday night, Nacogdoches Dragon Stadium. Beckville, I've never heard of this. How do you say that, Trent?
Bogota
River Crest.
Yes. Where is that at?
I don't know, but Beckville should win that game. Yeah. They're in the like top five.
Centerville versus Joaquin at Arps Tiger Stadium. And then Cooper versus Big Sandy at Mount Vernon's Meredith Stadium. They're in 2A Division 1.
Well, let's go 2A Division 2. See if there's any games there you might would be interested in going to, Craig.
There's one that I really want to go to. I'm not going to get to, but there's one that I want. You got Mauden and who is that?
Goldthwaite
at Corsicana.
Who just beat Martin.
Yeah, at Corsicana's Tiger Stadium. Then West Sabine and Grapeland, 7-3, both teams. Grapeland just give Lovelady a run for their money.
They did. Two even match teams right there.
13-12 ball game.
They decided that in the weather.
Timpson Stadium is where that game's Thursday night. Mart and Cumbie at Malakoff's Tiger Stadium, 7 p.m. Friday night. Overton and Evadale, Thursday night, St. Augustine's Wolf Stadium. They're going to the Wolf Pen. Or Wolf Den, I guess I should say. Lovelady and West Hardin.
Yeah.
Thursday night in Woodville. West Hardin Oilers. We drove by that stadium a few times.
Never seen a game being played.
Never.
Never. And obviously we've never been there to watch a game, but we have been to the basketball gym.
Yeah, we have been to the gym.
We've talked about this many a times, haven't
we? Yeah, I had to explain it to Cameron.
Yeah.
Like, on the way there and back.
And back, yeah.
Had to explain it to him
now
twice.
Now, that's where we went to watch Cold Springs play.
Yes. So, yeah, that's going to be Lovelady going to roll. There are three-peaters, back-to-back-to-back district champs over there. Mm-hmm. So, is this the year they will beat Mart?
That's the question.
That's why I told
our buddy the other day, I said, if y'all meet back up tomorrow,
Lovelady hasn't been as dominant.
No, they haven't. You're right.
I agree.
But still, that begs the question. That's always been their roadblock.
Yeah. It's like, boom.
Let's look at the bracket.
He's going to look at the bracket.
Break that thing out.
That's a good idea, Trent.
Break that thing out, Trent.
Hang on. I'm pulling it up, too.
And Trent's big on Deweyville.
Trent's very big on
them. I mean, you wouldn't even throw them a bone in the pick'ems. None. I wanted Duvall to be on there.
I just
should, 1 week. And I wouldn't do it, Craig.
No, I wouldn't. Blame it on me.
I am, because Trent wanted
Martin Goldthwait both are in the opposite bracket as Lovelady, so they wouldn't see either one of those until the quarterfinal.
Yeah,
that's regional right. Quarterfinal. That's right.
We will go to that game.
Yeah, it's always about third or fourth round.
Yeah, we will go.
Absolutely.
We're clearing. So
going to that game.
That's December 5th through the 7th, kind of in that time frame.
I just get tired of driving through Martin. You look on the side of the buildings
and see a 1,200.
It's like state champ, state champ, state champ. And the whole time I'm like, I watched them years ago when they had Quan Cosby. You know, he was the guy that went to Texas and was a quarterback at Martin. I watched him live at Sam Houston years ago. That would have been 05 or something. I don't know what it was. But I want to go watch them. So if they play Lovelady, since we know a lot of the kids at Lovelady, we got to go check that out.
Yeah, we'll definitely. And, you know, there's an opportunity, Lovelady and Deweyville.
When would that be?
Thanksgiving week.
That would be cool.
That would be a cool one to go to back to back. I'd have to buy me a Lovelady shirt.
Almost.
To wear.
Maybe a sweatshirt.
Yes.
Because it could be cold.
I'm going to make sure you have your hoodie because you got cold. You can bet
from here on out, whatever vehicle I'm in will have clothes.
So let me ask you this, Toby. Would it be worth if we got as one of them plastic totes?
And put it in Rachel's car.
Yes.
Since she lets us take it every time. Yeah.
We could put it in the back. We could put you a hoodie, a raincoat.
Yeah, perfect idea. Perfect idea.
We'll talk to her and see what she has to say about that. So, I'm looking forward to following this Lovelady. Bremond and Sims Bowie, Thursday at Maybanks Panther Stadium. Deweyville and Mount Enterprise. This ought to be a pretty good game. At Shelbyville's Dragon Stadium, Friday night.
Yep.
And then Clarksville and Wortham, Friday night at Brownsboro's Bear Stadium. So, I'm looking forward to, there's some games that I'm really kind of like glued in on.
Yeah.
Has my interest. And I know Trent does too. Trent, we got a little bit of time.
We got time, Trent.
Give me one game that just like
stands out in your mind.
Meet your fancy. Like this is going to be a good one in our region.
I'm looking at my list here.
And that could be 2A all the way up to 6A.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of a toss up for me. I'm looking at that Longview Bridge City game. I'm very interested in that game to see if Bridge City can come up with their by district W.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm honestly really interested in the Texarkana Nederland game.
Okay.
Mm.
Toby, what's one game that stands out to you?
Cold Springs and Teague.
Oh yeah,
I'm like stoked about that. Yeah,
yeah. The personal interest.
Yes, personal interest. I'm really really stoked about that. Second is some of these Lovelady games.
No, I'm talking about this week. This week.
Oh, you're talking about round one.
Round one.
I thought you were just talking about overall in the deal. Okay. Well, obviously Cold Springs. I'm excited about that. Because
here's what we're going to do: is the games that stand out to Trent. Right. He voiced two. You're going to voice two. I got two. Right?
I got you.
Trent's going to put them and do a pick'em, but we're not doing a pick'ems contest through the playoffs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to post them, let people pick, but there's no prize pack. And we will post who won.
For fun.
Yeah, this is for fun. We will narrow it down like the state championship games.
We're going
to do a prize pack for that, for the state championship games. And we will announce next week who the winner was of the Pick'ems contest for this year, for the regular season. So give me that second game that's being played out of Region 3 that just really stands out to you.
I'm going to say
It's tough,
yeah.
I mean, there's some.
You know, you break it down like, okay, the Fulshear and Katie Pito, I think that would be interesting.
Right.
That's probably kind of an interesting one. That's kind of all the big schools are kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm picking right now, I mean, I don't know. That Texarkana Nederland game, yeah, it's a good game. But East Chambers Dieball
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Relevancy.
Yeah.
I would rather go with. So if it, for me, it's Huffman, or it's not Huffman, excuse me, Longview Bridge City, and then the East Chambers Dye Ball. That's where I'm at.
Okay. And you got the Teague Cold Spring
Teague
game.
Teague and Cold Springs, definitely. I like that.
I have the Huffman game, Huffman Tyler Chapel Hill. I think
that's a good game.
That game intrigues me.
Right.
I got Toby. He's like scratching the beard over here. He's
well, I'm just like kind of scroll back through because we've talked about so many. And I'm yeah. Like, and I'm on Trinity. That Longview Pine Tree and Bridge City is going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The Tyler Chapel, I would think Chapel Hill would beat Huffman, but I don't know.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Hell, that Lindell and Little Cypress might be good.
Yeah.
Lindell shows 5-5, but man, I watched some videos on them earlier and they weren't bad.
I mean, I've got that Marshall Montgomery game jotted down here.
I think
Columbia Jasper's jotted down, Orangefield Fairfield jotted down, Woodville.
Montgomery and Marshall, where's that being played at too? That's a haul for them. What are they?
5A Division 1.
5A D1, yeah.
So we got it figured out, right? We got Teague and Cold Spring. You got the East Chambers Fairfield game, or East Chambers Dye Ball game.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Huffman.
Longview Bridge City.
Huffman. Tyler Chapel Hill.
That's four games.
Okay. Then you have, where's that game at? Oh, I'm in the wrong district. I bounced all the way up. I need to be 5A Division 2.
I was in one, I'm thinking.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Marshall and Montgomery is at Marshall. So they flipped home and home, I guess.
Yeah. So we got it figured out. What's your list again, Trent?
That I'm telling you, well, those two teams right there are going to be a matchup.
Yeah. Marshall,
so you're
Montgomery.
Saying Marshall Montgomery, that would make the fifth game?
Yeah.
We need one more.
I've got Texarkana Nederland still left, Columbia Jasper still left, Orangefield Fairfield, Woodville Arp. I think that Woodville Arp game might be a.
I think that'll be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll narrow it down.
That's six games.
Yeah, that's fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Six games for the Pick'ems. Be sure to go to the 590 Sports page. We'll keep a spreadsheet on it, and for the people, that way they'll kind of see where they're at. But no prize pack for this deal. And next week on the 590 Sports Show, we will be sure to announce the winner.
When are we going to update that?
Season's
done.
Trent will have it updated
in the morning.
So you're in the morning. Okay, yeah. I'm so curious where I finished.
So. What is y'all's thoughts with whoever won? What is y'all's thoughts of us letting them zoom in to the show?
That could be pretty cool. I want to know how they went about picking their picks every week.
Yeah.
Do they look at just the records?
Right.
Do they take the history of the schools?
Right.
What do they do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
curious.
So,
but I mean, I will say they were tough all year long. So if you won this thing,
yeah,
kudos to you.
Right.
Because I've really worked hard on trying to be good at it.
Yeah.
And I just left Silsby out one too many weeks.
Yeah.
Early
on.
Big E tried to tell you.
That they did.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is this next. So Trent will have it figured out tomorrow, right? Narrow down. He'll punch in his numbers in the spreadsheet and have it figured out. And then we will get that person to zoom in on the show next week. That would be, don't you think, Trent?
Yeah, absolutely. So. I blew my shot at it. I had a horrible Pick'ems week, and that might throw me out of the top three, actually.
Right.
When I do the tally tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, that's
cool. I spoke early, and I sent out the 7-0 deal, and I'd be darned if Montgomery didn't go into freaking overtime.
Yeah, they did. God, man. Because
I had Nealon, and I said, man, I'm going to go 7-0. This is going to be like the second time I went 7-0 in the season.
Yeah.
First and last.
Yeah.
First week I was 7-0.
And he threw it out there.
Freaking Montgomery came back and won that thing. I said, man.
I know. That's crazy.
They're a lot of fun.
So I just typed up all of our games. So now we got to pick them. Or are we going to take a break and make the pick?
Nah. We'll text them out. We'll text them out. We'll leave everybody in suspense. Cody will be happy.
Yeah.
Cody will be happy. But we'll text it out, and then we'll recap it, and that way we can upload it on the 590 Sports page. So.
Okay. All right.
But that's going to be a wrap for us this week here on the 590 Sports Show, powered by Texas Podcast Media. 6:36 is the official time that we're wrapping up and getting ready for. My wife is geared up for Yellowstone tonight. Here is we're in the Randy's Rubs hot box here in the studio of Texas Podcast Media. Toby and myself and Trent Hart's down there. We're in the studios of Anahuac Sports Live, sponsored by Porter's Processing and Alligator Farm. So the Swamp Box, and been a good week. We got on here a little bit early, be able to get this done to watch the show. So probably have to start doing a little bit early.
Me and mom go and get this to sister.
Oh, okay, we're fixing to be done. I'll be down there in just a minute. Okay. So sorry about that. The CEO, when the CEO comes in, Trent,
hey, he shut it down.
Yeah. So, but that's going to be a wrap for the 590 Sports Show this week, powered by Texas Podcast Media. Don't forget about our sponsors. Get out there. Randy's Rubs. Find them at randysrubs.com or on Amazon. Porter's Processing down there in Anahuac. It's deer season. Take your harvest. Go down there and let Casey Porter and or Casey Hodges and staff get that stuff, get your processing taken care of. So go down there and see them. We appreciate y'all tuning in to the 590 Sports Show as we've made it through the regular season. We're in the postseason now. So for Trent Hart, Toby Tullis, I'm Craig Irwin. We will see you
at the game.
Bullfrog Environmental has 16 years of erosion control experience. From silt fence to construction entrances, we specialize in it all. Give us a call at 936-672-3744 or leap over and visit us on the web at bullfrogenvironmental.com.